Good morning, I'm Adoree Udoji. This is The Takeaway.
And I'm John Hockenberry. You could call it the golden age of television.
Good evening. The television and radio stations of the United States and their affiliated stations are proud to provide facilities for a discussion of issues in the current political campaign by the two major candidates for the presidency.
Sounds so formal, Howard K. Smith, then. Tonight is the first presidential debate between Republican John McCain and Democrat Barack Obama. Hey, they might even show up down there in Oxford, Mississippi. But back then, 1960, on this very day, the candidates were more reliable.
The candidates need no introduction. The Republican candidate, Vice President Richard M. Nixon, and the Democratic candidate, Senator John F. Kennedy.
It was the first ever presidential televised debate between Richard Nixon and John F. Kennedy, kind of a sideshow. People thought of it as something of a novelty. No one believed television would be decisive. But the sideshow quickly became the main event. I'm sure you've heard the story. Richard Nixon famously avoided using makeup, which made him look tired and worn out. Visually, the debate was a decisive win for the confident-looking, young, handsome senator from Massachusetts, John Kennedy. But to listen to it, the callow, naive-sounding rich kid seems to be struggling to deal with a question about...
Senator, the vice president in his campaign has said that you are naive and at times immature. He has raised the question of leadership. On this issue, why do you think people should vote for you rather than the vice president?
Sound familiar?
There is no certain road to the presidency. There are no guarantees that if you take one road or another that you will be a successful president.
I can only say that my experience is there for the people to consider. Senator Kennedy's is there for the people to consider. I would say that the people now have the opportunity to evaluate his as against mine, and I think both he and I are going to abide by whatever the people decide.
Wow, back then, you may recall, Nixon was a pre-Watergate cold warrior who jousted with Soviet leaders for all the world to see. There were a few blemishes, of course. The famous Checkers speech didn't come up here. The debate was mostly about domestic issues. It's the economy. I guess they wouldn't have said stupid back then.
I'm not satisfied when the United States had last year the lowest rate of economic growth of any major industrialized society in the world, because economic growth means strength and vitality. It means we're able to sustain our defenses. It means we're able to meet our commitments abroad.
Listen, the youthful voice of JFK and the explainer voice of the sitting vice president.
Let's put it in terms that all of us can understand. We often hear gross national product discussed.
And like today, the economic discussion was a numbers game.
And in that respect, may I say that when we compare the growth in this administration with that of the previous administration, that then there was a total growth of 11% over 7 years. In this administration, there's been a total growth of 19% over 7 years. That shows that there's been more growth in this administration than in its predecessor.
There were many issues addressed in this debate, from the economy to farm subsidies to communism. But as you can hear, it eventually boiled down to a question of legacy. Where had America been since World War II? And who had the vision for the future leading to the 21st century?
Therefore, I think the question before the American people is, are we doing as much as we can do? Are we as strong as we should be? Are we as strong as we must be if we're going to maintain our independence?
It wasn't those presidents that changed the landscape as much as television. From that moment on, television introduced a new way Americans would make their choice at the voting booth, remembering television images that they'd seen during the campaign. You can hear the issues being drawn out, and in the sort of YouTube era that we live in, you can watch and listen to the debate and watch it again. TiVo, your future, tonight.